Everyone, and welcome to the June 14th, 2018 Code Enforcement Board meeting. The meeting will now come to order. Madam Secretary, may we have a roll call? Here.
Here.
Okay. No one's absent. Great. Okay. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes, and have they seen the corrections to the minutes? Yes?
Okay.
There were corrections to the lien review. Do you want to just explain that? I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. To the agenda. All right. So there are no corrections to the minutes. Okay. All right. Anyway, so is there a motion to accept the minutes as written?
To move.
All right. Motion, Mr. Weatherholt. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communication? All right, I just want to say that case number four under old cases, this is my neighbor, and I'm just going to tell you that he didn't know that he really shouldn't come over to me and try to just show me the information that he's been given. So I said, I can't look at it. Just come today and present your case and be done with it. We'll make our ruling then. So I just wanted to say that. No, absolutely not. No. All right. Madam Secretary, do we have announcements?
Yes, ma'am. Case number 7.
Okay.
It's CEB 04-1840 at 130 Bodifer Avenue. It's in compliance 6-13-18.
Okay.
Case number 9, CEB 04-1841 at 327 Silver Beach Avenue is in compliance 6-13-18. Case number 16 is CEB 06-1862 at 625 Gibson Street is in compliance 6-13-18. Case number 18, CEB 06-1866 117 Wood Ibis Court is in compliance 5-29-18. Case number 19, CEB 06-1854 at 542 South Seneca Boulevard is in compliance 5-30-2018.
Okay. All right. Would our code officers please come forward and be sworn in?
Raise your hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right, everyone. Here's our procedure. We will be calling cases by number and, for the most part, in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys that need to be in court, we'll hear those cases first. If there are any police officers who are going to testify that must get back to assignments, we'll hear them. So we understand there's an attorney here that...
Right.
Okay.
It'll be after the lien.
We're going to do it after the lien review. So this is case number, what case was it?
It was 13, I think.
Yes. Also, if there's anybody, civilian here, that has to get back to a job, let them come up as well.
Okay. This is...
All right, we have someone in the back. What's your case?
This is why we don't do this very often.
Oh, that's three.
I know. No, I
agree
with you.
You're number three, so you'll be up there.
Number 14.
We won't do it again. You
He's
in the back,
three.
Sir?
He's number three.
All right. So what... All right, let's just do our lien review, and then you tell me what cases. We'll do that one at a time.
Okay.
When you come up, state your name and address for the record, and you'll be sworn in. If you're not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owners. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the microphone. The board will hear from our code department first, and then you'll be given the opportunity to respond. Please direct all responses to the board, and witnesses may testify following the same procedure. If we find we're going to go past 11 o'clock, we'll take a break at 11 o'clock, but I don't think that we'll need to do that. I think we'll be pretty close to being finished at that point. All right, so let's do our lien review first. Our lien review is CEB 01-18-10, 530 Washington Street. The respondent present?
Yes.
Okay. Come on up.
State your name and address, please.
10510537 Down Lakeview Circle, Windermere, Florida, 34787.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, let us hear from Mr. Jackson, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the city of Daytona Beach. This is a lien review. As you've seen from the application from the applicant, they expressed that they're not able to pay and that they were nearly or close to being in compliance. The city's position is that this violation was a tenant-driven violation. If the board may recall that that a fine was imposed, just as indicated, and it was effective on the 8th of February, and he came into compliance on the 20th. However, it wasn't until the 8th of February when a fine was imposed that the respondent became responsive. If I remember right from notes, he needed to get a rental license. He didn't apply for the rental license until the board imposed the fine. And so when he speaks of this time period that was delayed after the imposition of the fine, it was because of his own action. He had the opportunity and, in fact, the necessity to apply for the rental license that had come before the board. This was a case that had started back in October of 2017, and it was not until the fine was imposed that he elected finally to take the actions necessary to move forward and try and get this remedy. And so, as indicated, the time period was not very long. The position of the staff is that it was self-elected, and we're recommending, or the staff is recommending, no reduction of the fine.
Mr. Jackson, right?
Yes.
This is in compliance, you say, now?
Yeah. Yes, it is now in compliance.
I thought that there was a non-conforming use. I don't see any documentation that ever came into compliance. Don't you have to go to the Board of Adjustments to get it?
I would have to look to the inspector who re-inspected to ensure and did the affidavit of compliance. I would tender Inspector Jones, Mark Jones.
Mark Jones, City of Daytona Beach.
Good morning.
Good morning. What happened, he was renting the single family unit to two different, he broke it into two different apartments.
One meter.
Yes. And what he has gone, what he then did after the meeting we had and fines were enforced, he went to making it just one unit. So it was inspected as a single family rental.
So you're satisfied that he's not going to rent the addition out?
I am satisfied at this time, and we'll be keeping an eye on it as time progresses.
Okay.
I think the question, does he still have two kitchens?
Excuse me?
Does he still have two kitchens?
No, he does not.
Took out the other.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Come on up.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to make one correction. I know I don't want to waste anyone's time. I didn't split it into two units. This was, you were very nice the first time I was up here, and you said you didn't know what SFR was. I now know what that means. So we took on a duplex, an illegal duplex, I'm not here to debate that anymore, and rented it out, thinking it was a duplex. I now know that is not accurate. We did not apply for a rental license because when we found out it was an illegal duplex, they're not going to issue a rental license until you have someone move out. So we had two tenants there. When we met that day and you imposed the fine, we spent significant funds to resolve this immediately. I didn't know how we were going to resolve it, because how do you get someone to move? They have every right to be there. They have a signed lease. We spent significant funds, though, to manpower to move the person within 6 hours. One of the two took the offer. So that's where our funds were spent, to try to resolve the issue at hand. If you look at a driveway that's almost pressure washed, you look at a house that's been painted, you look at it, you'll see permits have been pulled for new roofs prior to any of these fines. We invest heavily in the community, and that's where we want to keep spending our dollars. We're ready to, so that's where there was not a route that I saw that we could do it until we had a single person there. As of right now, there is only one kitchen. Mark Jones, I want to say, along with some other code officers, have been very great teaching me a lot about this process. So the unit's still in compliance. We will only be renting it to one, as an SFR should. The reason I'm looking at you is you're the one that, we did a lot of research after that. So we're prepared today to pay off the lien amount, if you could possibly reduce it to 10%, or what the actual costs are of the city. We had it resolved 100% within 24 hours of our meeting. The delays, we're not going to blame anybody, because you have to, when he came out to inspect, he goes, well, that wire needs to be fixed. Well, you need a permit for that. We applied for that permit same day. We waited for the permit to be issued. We fixed it. He was nice enough to come out within 24 hours to inspect again. We can't ask it to go any faster. But there was no delay whatsoever once we knew what to do. So anyway, that's where we're at. So we would go downstairs and pay whatever lien amount you suggest today. I'm prepared to pay. If you think it's everything, I'm prepared to do that. I hope, though, that you can reduce it down to 10%. Thank you.
Okay. What did you discuss in November when you were first cited?
Well, I discussed with Mr. Jones, nothing with Mr. Jones.
Well, who?
I was interacting with another person on a different case, which has actually been resolved as well, and is all within compliance as well. But when you read the application for rental license, and you have two people in a one unit, and if you go downstairs and ask questions, until you resolve that, you can't fix it. That's why when I came from the board, I asked for an extension until May, until someone's lease ran out, so I could resolve it, solve the problem. So just to put in perspective, he will testify probably that when we had him come look and do the inspection, the whole rental inspection, it failed with two things. Two people are present, and you have a hot water heater line that looks like someone had done it. Again, prior to our purchase, we had a licensed electrician pull the permit, do the repairs, and he came and inspected, and it passed the next visit. He also taught us how we need to remove a kitchen. We didn't put a second kitchen in. So we need to know what that defined of how do you remove a kitchen. We didn't know that either. So he was very helpful in that. So I was not speaking to Mr. Jones, but I was speaking with another code officer that's present here today on other cases. And so it was my interpretation that because we couldn't resolve it, I'd come here, ask for an extension until May, and we would be fine. That clearly did not work. The intent was not to succeed. That's why I'm here today.
Okay. Are there any other comments? I mean, well, I think that you did what you said you were going to do, and you just missed the deadlines by a certain number of days. 12? Go ahead.
Let me ask you something.
Use your mic, please.
Did I hear him not say that action? Nothing was done until the fine was imposed.
Well, actually, let me clarify. The question...
I want to know that he said that.
The application for rental license was not done until the fine was imposed. The other, I'd have to again look to my inspector as to what other violations, if any, were corrected at that time. I think just from the discussion alone, it sounds like he had elected to wait, but I would look to Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones can come and answer if there were anything else that was done.
Yes, we didn't, until the rental application was approved, it was applied for on the 8th and approved on the 9th. We then did an inspection, or I did an inspection, the following Tuesday, and that's when we came up with a list of items that needed to be corrected.
So you had no knowledge as to the other violations that were cited, whether they were taken care of or not?
No, I had not been in the property. I was in the property originally when it was a tenant-driven complaint, but had not been back to the property.
Am I allowed to speak?
Yes, go ahead. Yes,
I don't want to miss. I don't know when the permit was pulled, but that's a brand new roof on there. So since November, a new roof was being put on, the outside was being painted, improvements to the property were being done to bring it to within what I think would be good for the community. I did not ask someone with a legal lease to move out of a home that they live in until this board said, you have to do that. That I did not see. And I would not go up to a person and say, sir, you must leave right now, please. And I just wouldn't do that. So that is what I did wait to do, and that's the delay on the other things, because it wouldn't get unapproved because you have two people living there on a house that I bought that had already been subdivided before we purchased it. I don't want you to think that was any inaction.
Okay, what you're saying is that you went back and you allowed the tenant to stay there until the lease was up.
No, ma'am. It would not have passed a rental inspection. We went there the day this ended and offered both tenants a significant amount to leave same day. And then we helped them move, because we had to get it as a single family residence before it could pass the rental inspection. We had to get one person out of the premises, and that I did not do until instructed by the board to do so. And then it did pass after we pulled the one permit. That's what took me the day to say. Okay?
Any other?
Just want to clarify, and okay. I can say it for the board. I don't think the board instructed him to reduce it. I think that was the instruction from the beginning from the staff, and it just took him until the fine was imposed to take that action. Just for clarification.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to does anybody want to say anything else? I don't know how you're all feeling about this, but I am inclined, because of the work that's been done, to reduce the fine somewhat. Does that...
Madam Chair, ma'am?
Yes, go ahead.
What was your request regarding the fine? Did you say...
My request was 10% or the actual cost incurred by the city. No, 10%, which would be, I believe, $300 plus the 24 lien filing fee, or whatever the city incurred in costs. I mean, I want to obviously cover any costs that were incurred. I'd rather spend the money on improving homes. Again, if you look at it, you're not looking at a dilapidated building. You're looking at one that we are spending money on. We'd like to continue to do that. And sorry, we are continuing to do that.
All right, I will, thank you. The chair will entertain a motion to reduce the lien amount to $1,500, subject to being paid within 30 days, or the fine will revert to the original amount. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mr. Jones. Is there a second?
Second,
Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Nay.
Let's have a roll call.
Ms. Kundig?
Yes.
Ms. Hines?
Yes.
Ms. House?
No.
Mr. Harrington?
No.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Weatherholtz?
Yes.
That motion.
Four, yeah.
We need four. All right. Would somebody please make another motion?
I'd like to make a motion to reduce it to 10% that he has requested, and that should be satisfactory.
Would you put a number on out of $3,000? What do you say?
$300 off.
Did that cover the city's cost? $300?
No, never does. I don't think that will cover the city's cost. So, I think he was asking it to be reduced to $300 around.
Or to cover the city's cost.
I understood you wanted to reduce 10%.
Right.
Yeah, the division supervisor says that a minimum of $500 would probably cover the cost at a minimum.
That's
okay.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to reduce the amount of the lien to $500. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Nay.
Nay.
Let's do a roll call.
Ms. Kundig?
No.
Ms. Hines?
No.
Ms. House?
No.
Mr. Harrington?
No.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
And Mr. Weatherholtz?
All right, so that motion fails.
4-2.
Okay, 4-2. All right, so a motion failed at $1,500, a motion failed at $500. So let's have a motion for somewhere in the middle.
If you will,
all right.
Back to the $1,500 motion, I will vote yes.
All right, Mr. Harrington's made a motion to reduce the amount of the lien to $1,500, subject to being paid within 30 days, or the fine will revert to the original amount. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Roll call.
Ms. Kundig?
Yes.
Ms. Hines?
No.
Ms. House?
No.
Mr. Harrington?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Weatherholtz?
Yes.
4-2.
Okay, motion passes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, now, we're going to start with our agenda somewhat out of order. I hope you have agenda packed so you can follow along. What case are we doing
first? We're going
first,
to number 13.
A case number 13.
Thank you. Yep, number
13. This is a new case. Here,
yes,
for
ma'am.
Compliance or non-compliance. Michael P. Kramer, case number 0518-46, failure to, no permits for porch and outside enclosures. Please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
My name is Michael Kramer. I'm appearing on behalf of myself.
Okay, are you, again, you're an attorney?
I am an attorney.
Okay.
My address is 13 Goodall Avenue, the site of the violation.
Ah. Okay, let us hear from our staff first.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for the termination of compliance and noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reconzone. Mr. Reconzone reports that the respondent remains in noncompliance. He applied for a permit on June 4th. It's still on hold waiting for additional information that he needs to provide. I would tender Mr. Reconzone if you have any other factual questions, but we're asking for you to find him in noncompliance and give him until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. Mr. Reconzone, do you want to add anything else?
No, not at this time. I don't know if you have any questions.
Okay. All right. What would you like to tell us, Mr. Kramer?
By way of history on this case originated back in 2017. It was a May 2017 case.
I see that.
I received notice on May 22nd, 2017. At that time, I actually applied for a permit on May 30th, 2017. I was in discussions with Mr. Betts regarding the permit and the process of, you know, meeting all the requirements. Back in June, in our last conversation, he was going to take a look at the construction to get an idea of the engineering of it. Somehow that matter dropped off during the hurricane season. I didn't pursue it, city didn't pursue it, and when I went to renew the permit, I was told the permit application had expired. I resubmitted another permit on June 1st. I just actually received back a notice today in response to that requesting some additional documentation. I will respond to that documentation and hopefully have a permit within a very short period of time.
And will the work be able to be accomplished then?
I will not touch that project until I have a permit.
Well, I get that, but then how long will it take you to get that work done?
It would probably take place within the next 90 days. I need an inspection on the actual framing work. There has to be some demolition work to remove some of the structure, and then an inspection on the decorative masonry.
Mr. Reckonzon, what is the nature of the porch and the outside? I don't see. Can you show me in these pictures what we're talking about here?
This is back in 2017 when I first signed the property.
Okay.
Where the door and the window were, that was an actual garage. And there's nothing on the site plan showing that the extended roof on the opposite side. When I went out there yesterday,
here it is.
This is yesterday.
Ah.
And
okay.
There's now another roof over the garage door also.
So there was work done without permits.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I'm asking Mr. Reckonzon, and I'll talk to you.
The door where the garage door was, the window where the garage door was, the roof, the extended roof on both sides of the house, yes, that was all done without permits.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
From and after May 22nd, 2017, no work was done on that project.
What had been done up until that time?
Oh, there was I removed the garage door. I did frame it for a door and a window. The decorative masonry was added in there, and that's part of the permit request. And there was an overhang built on that would be the west end of the house. And there was an overhang placed on the east end, but before I actually received the notice. At that point, all work stopped. I submitted an initial request on May 30th, 2017. That kind of just fell through the cracks.
So you have applied for all the permits that you need right now.
Yes. At this point in time, if you go back to that picture, I have asked for the permit for the framing of the garage, for the removal of the little overhang over the garage, for the removal of the overhang on the west side of the building, and for the decorative masonry.
Okay.
It would bring it into total compliance, permits requested, and hopefully will be granted within a short period of time. That's up to the permitting division. There is now a new permit review individual that's handling this case. I guess Mr. Betts is no longer in the permit division, but is now an inspector.
Yes. Okay.
Were you under the impression that you didn't need a permit when you began this project?
As far as the decorative masonry, I did not think that I needed a permit. And to close the garage in, since it did not change the footprint of the house, I believe that it didn't. I'm now under the impression that it does, and I have complied with that permit.
Okay.
There was a judgment call made, and my judgment has been corrected.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair, I think you were making a point, and you're right, that the property won't be in compliance by merely obtaining a permit, but it would need to get final. The whole thing would be now under the board's jurisdiction.
Right.
The inspector is advised to be that, what they're waiting for is our plan, so he's really not able to speak to time because he doesn't really know what that time period is without the plans. And so maybe we want to do a progress report to make sure the plans are in as they're approved, and then we have a real time period. I mean, maybe Mr. Kramer is absolutely right on this time. We don't know. But he agrees it could be that amount of time. He just doesn't know because he hasn't seen any plans.
You were not asked for plans when you originally asked for these permits?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Were you required to have plans when you applied for the permits a year ago?
Yeah, I did submit plans a year ago. The inspector at that, the plan approver at that time said, won't have a problem with the framing in the garage, but the overhang was a problem at that time. He wanted to look at the overhang to see the straps and the hurricane connectors on that. It didn't happen. The permit request or application expired, and I resubmitted it. There are plans attached for the actual framing. There was plans attached for the specifications for the windows and the doors, for the decorative masonry, and for the locations of the overhang to be removed. I just received it when I came in here at 9:00 this morning. An additional comment. I have to do the product approval form on the city's form rather than the specs
sheet that I turned in.
But you do have a set of engineered plan stamp that you submitted to the building for the press permit.
I apologize, I don't hear well.
It's structural, so you need an engineered drawing.
Well, actually, I'm removing the structure. All it is a front-in opening for the garage.
But any of the other improvements to the garage, if you change windows or anything like that, you're going to need some type of approval.
Okay. Mr. Reckenzong, can I ask you a question? Are you satisfied that he has applied for the correct permits that he needs?
I'm satisfied with if we can continue the case as long as he's moving forward with the permits. The original permit that he had in 2017 expired. I just don't want to see that happen again.
Right. Right.
And Madam Chair, if I can just maybe clarify the question a little better. I guess really the question is, are you satisfied that he's following the process required for permitting?
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of what we need to make sure he's following that process.
Right.
And I think I believe Mr. Rickerson is saying he's fine with that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. Chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent noncompliance and order a progress report at the next meeting and allow respondent until that would be 8/1 would be the next, that cutoff date, to come into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? So we have a okay. Who made the motion?
I did.
Okay. All right, Ms. House made the motion. Mr. Jones, the second. Was that motion clear to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So progress report next time. Next month. Okay. Progress report next time. And then come into compliance on the August cutoff date, which is 8/1/18. So basically, progress report next month and then in compliance the month after that.
Could I ask a question?
Wait a second. We're in the middle here or something.
From here. Yes, for 90 days. So we're basically giving him that.
We're giving him 60, basically.
Okay.
Before. But with a progress report next month to make sure that things are moving along as they should, and then come into compliance, set a compliance date of 8/1/18. All right. Well, then it comes back to us for a fine. Yeah. Yes. We're finding him in noncompliance right now. Okay. All right. So, a motion from Mrs. House, a second from Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Give me a progress report.
Pardon?
If you can't be here, you have a conflict, to get something writing from you.
Okay.
What you're doing with it. What if it's Rickerson to do that for you?
Okay. I have a question for the board. The actual notice of violation was for failure to have a permit. If I have a permit within the time period, I'm in compliance with the notice. Is that as to when the work?
But we can't. The code officer will determine whether you're in compliance or not with what his orders are and what the staff's orders are when they bring it back to us.
I would answer to tell you that the mayor obtaining of the permit doesn't bring in compliance. What will bring in compliance is when that permit is when it's final, which means you get the work done, they come out and
right,
and final it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Madam Chairman, members of the board, thank you so much for your consideration today.
Okay, now where are we going, Ms. Burns?
Number 14.
Okay, case number 14, CEB 06188-60 Grady L. Meeks at 2031 South Peninsula. Good morning.
State your name and address, please.
Yes, Grady Meats, 2031 South Peninsula Boulevard, or Drive, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, this is also a new case, case number 14. We're here today for compliance or noncompliance determination. All right, and we'll hear from staff first, please.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspectors, Cliff Reckinson, and Mr. Reckinson reports that this property remains in noncompliance. The property owner, upon receiving posting, had requested more time. The inspector was going to give him more time if they had taken care of some of the additional issues, the parking issues, and they weren't resolved. So the inspector was found it necessary to have to bring the matter forward. And so we believe that it can be remedied by next cutoff. So the inspector is requesting for noncompliance. And next call off to come to compliance.
Okay. All right.
And if you have any factual questions, I'll turn to Mr. Reckinson.
All right, thank you. Would you like to tell us? Do you have questions for Mr. Jackson?
Or Mr. Reckinson.
Or Mr. Reckinson?
Parking on the front lawn, what does that consist of? One car parking space? It looks like a huge piece of property.
We consider where the sand is, that's
yes.
The driveway. Anything other than in the driveway is parking in the front yard. The boat, if he had moved the boat past the front of the side of the house, I could have put that part of it into compliance. Right? He did not move the boat past the front of the house.
Okay.
It's about 10 feet in front of the house. Where so it just needs to be moved up a little
that
bit.
That could have been done.
Right. There was a BMW that was sitting in front of the boat. These pictures were taken yesterday. The BMW is gone now, and the windows are still boarded up. And I was willing to give him more time with the windows if he had moved the boat.
Right. Why are the windows boarded up?
From
the hurricane a year ago?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Meeks, what would you like to tell us?
Yeah, I had the car. Actually, I sold that last Friday.
Okay.
And the gentleman who bought the car is in the process of buying the boat, so I can either move it or sell. That's no problem.
Good. What about the windows?
The windows I had was a very challenging task, and I did take all the bottom windows out and the top door window. I took those boards down a couple months ago, but based on I just got the report for this hurricane season on June 1st, 35% chance of above normal, 70% of 10 to 16 named storms, 5 to 9 could be hurricanes, and 1 to 4 major hurricanes. And based on the challenge of getting the top on the second story, I'm requesting I can keep those up at least through as we get through this season,
yeah.
If possible.
I live in a two-story house as well, and I understand that it's difficult to bring the boards up and down, but it's something that needs to be done.
I've got over 50% of them down.
These boards are for the hurricane.
Uh-huh.
They're not the defective windows.
No. It was just for the hurricane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions for either staff or the respondent?
Am I understanding that you put them up after for the last hurricane? They're still up.
Correct.
Oh.
Well, the ones on the top floor.
Okay.
Mr. Orkadondo, don't they have to be removed, though?
Yes, by IMPC, there has to be so much lighting to let into any room that any area that like that has to have so much exterior lighting.
Okay. All right, yes. I mean, you were noticed on 3/20. The hurricane was when in October, so there's been some time passed here. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is 7/5/18, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there
so
such
moved.
A motion?
Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
So just clarify, that just means I have...
You have until the 5th of July to get them down.
Without penalty.
Without penalty. And when you get them down, please get in touch with Mr. Reckonzone so he can tell us that you're in compliance.
Okay?
Okay?
All right,
thank you. Next case, please. What are we doing next?
All right, we have the man in the back.
All right, the man in the back.
Man in the back, sorry.
Come forward, Mrs. What is it? Oh, okay. Good morning. I know you. What case number is this?
Three.
This will be an old case, right?
Yes, ma'am.
One, two,
three. Progress.
All right. Case number three, CEB 12-17-167 Three Oaks Inn at 331 South Palmetto. Progress report we're here for today.
State your name and address, please.
Good morning. Ed Kearney, 923 North Oleander, contractor for the owner.
Right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good morning.
Okay,
Board.
Good morning. Let me hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Fitzgerald first, and then I'll give you a chance to talk to us. Tell us what's in the works.
Madam Chair, as noted on the agenda, this is for a progress report. And so, did you have anything over and above? We'd like to hear from the respondent on the progress that's being made. I will note that Pastor Troxler is here, wanted to be heard. He's the property across the street from this project, and he's asking if he could just be heard
as
well.
A witness.
Yes. And okay. So I would think it would probably be better to hear his comments after.
Yeah,
I
think so.
What the status
okay.
is.
Let me just ask Mr. Fitzgerald, are you satisfied with progress that's being made?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. They did put a stop work order on them last month and had them remove what they had already done. They repaired that, and they look good now. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Kearney, what have you done?
The bottom three pictures are the recent. They were taken mm-hmm. last night. Recently, my assistant just told me all 112 windows are on site as of 7:30 this morning. I guess we just had another truck delivered. The complete west and south facade has been removed. We have gone right down to the studs. Per the city, Mr. Bodden's asking and acceptance, we installed new insulation, new OSB, and all brand new windows on the west side elevation of the building that not only operate, open, close with screens. Further to that, we've gone and replaced all the hardy board on the porch, and as you can see, approximately 50% of the west side elevation. The bottom right picture is the most identifiable.
Okay.
So by tomorrow, my guys would have been, we've had four full-time people there every day now. Because I knew I'd be asked these questions, as of Monday of this week, since January 1st, we've had 29.16 inches of rain this year.
Yes, we have.
Which is a surplus of over 12 inches of rain historically. So it's been an arduous task based on not only the climate, but the conditions and the conditions of the building. So I think we've made substantial progress, however, being slower than we want it to be, but we have made quite good progress. Like I said, the front of the building will be complete tomorrow except for paint, and then we start the south side elevation with all brand new windows Monday morning, and in 60 days' time, I hope to show you that the south side elevation has been done as well.
Good. Any questions for Mr. Kearney?
In the north side, you know, with the windows the way they are on that?
No, we have 112 brand new windows on site that will all be installed as in due course as we get to it.
But I mean, how are you keeping the insides track? Because a lot of those windows are...
That's not my problem. I'm only there to install new windows and new hardy board. You know, it's... I don't know how... I don't live there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mr. Weatherholtz, what I'm not sure I understood your question. You're asking what's going on inside because the windows could be leaking or what elements could go inside. Is that what you were asking?
I think that, you know, that's the most, every time you come from City Hall, it's the most vocal visuals.
I call it dog's breakfast.
It's very difficult rejuvenation process that you're up to. I understand that. I was just curious of because it looks like that some of the siding is, you know, definitely slipping, probably structural damage on the inside.
You know, the first time I met y'all here, I told you it was an old tannery and it was two buildings. Where you see the dilapidated and the angles is primarily just a facade of convenience only. It's not until we get it all tight together will we really be able to, you know, have some type of a curb appeal.
Okay. Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, I did have a question, and both, for the respondent here. We don't right now have a compliance date. I'm not necessarily asking for one as I spoke with the inspector, but we would like to have some idea if we're close. Where are we in time?
Okay.
That's impossible. I could not answer that question.
Are we weeks? Are we months? Are we years?
4 months.
Okay.
But I do have 4 full-time people there every day.
So the next progress report is the 9th of August,
and
correct?
I anticipate having the complete south wall done for you.
Okay. And maybe at that point we can see, will you have a better idea then how much longer you're going to need?
I'll be quite honest with you. I can almost tell you for a fact that by August 9th, the south wall will be done, and by September 9th, the east wall will be done. My challenge, as Mr. Weatherholtz has alluded to earlier, is the north side. And once I open that north side, I won't know until we get to it.
Okay.
But based on current progress, I think it's already better than what it's ever looked.
Well, if staff is... thinks that you're making adequate progress right now, we will wait then and just see you back here on the 9th of August.
Fantastic.
Is that all? Anyone have a problem with that on the board or staff? I don't think we need to. It's already scheduled to be a progress report, right?
Yeah, and I could just remind you of.
I'm sorry.
But I don't need to be here for any other comments, do I?
You don't have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Thank you, board. I'll see you on the 9th.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what
correct
will be discussed. I don't know if something's brought up in this, but maybe something we want
to
ask about. So
I only want to hear what Ms. Gerald has to say and what the board has to say.
Well, the staff is interested
frankly,
in
I'm not
what,
here for a public input.
All right. Yeah,
but
okay.
We're
all
interested
right.
In the witness and what the witness has to say.
Well, let's have the witness come. This is completely up to you. I mean, actually. There was no determination for us to make today, so let's just have the other witness come up. And what is his name? Or the witness come up.
Mm-hmm. State your name and address, please.
David Troxler, and in Daytona Beach, I live at 1166 Peachtree Road. I'm pastor of First Christian Church on the other side of the parking lot.
Okay. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Sir, what is your last name?
Troxler.
Troxler. Okay.
T-R-O-X-L-E-R.
Okay, just want to get it right. All right, what would you like to tell us?
My concern as a pastor is for people and their safety in our community, and that's why I was here.
Uh-huh.
And on a daily basis, see issues in front of the church that create hazardous conditions for people coming and going. In terms of what I represent, it's not just the church. I'm president of Volusia Interfaith Agencies Networking and Disaster. That means I have 10 staff people working in the building every day, 5 days a week, most of whom are women. And then I'm also on the board of Mid Florida Housing here in Daytona Beach. And that's first-time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here for 24 years. Was involved in the Palmetto House renovation back in 95, 96, and know what it takes to put a big building like that back into code because there was over 270 code violations at that time. But understand there's standards you have to meet, but my safety of the people living in the building I hear about daily.
Can you... Safety of the people living in the building. I really was not fully understanding that there were people living in the building during this renovation.
Yes.
That may be something I just...
I'm reflecting feedback I get from people that live there.
What kind of hazard are you referring to?
Some are social, some are not. Some are a police department issue.
Rather than a code.
It could
be. Not a code violation.
It's not code violation. Have you talked to the police? I mean,
yes.
Have you contacted the police?
4 times.
Okay. So it's really nothing that we're concerned about.
I think this is outside your boundaries.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I understood at first that I thought you were saying that there was a hazard
right.
to the people that work. In your building?
Comes from individuals who live there as well as daily activity in front of the building.
Okay. Mr. Jesner, Officer Jesner, what can you tell us what's going on there?
Officer Jesner, Police Department. We are very well aware of it. I just spoke to the owner. There is some possibility for the nuisance abatement board that we're going to address.
Okay.
But we're aware of the problem and the police department is addressing
All right.
the police issues.
Okay. So this is really not a code issue for us at this point. Okay, but hopefully you'll be able to work something. Sounds like you can work something out with the police department.
Thanks, Lord.
Okay. Just to let you know, we were not allowed to have people in our building when we renovated it back in '96.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. That's interesting. All right. So now, are we going to go back to our regularly scheduled program? Right.
Sorry,
all right.
That
we will start with case. Number two. What about case number one?
Yep. Oh, sorry, number one.
Okay. Okay, case number one. CEB01-18-17, JL&W Property of Daytona, LLC at 1116 Madison Avenue. We're here to impose a fine. Is the owner here? Now, I wasn't here last time. Did anybody appear last month? Was this the case was here last month? Did anyone appear last month? No? Okay.
The inspector said yes, someone was here last month.
Okay. That's why I asked.
Yes.
Mr. Hastings, Ms. Hastings, that she was there before. She was like a property manager. She was there several times ago, but I don't know whether anybody was here last time. Is that in the minutes? Would that be reflected in the minutes? It's always important to me that people show up for their hearings. Wait a minute, just... It does not appear from the minutes that they were here. Okay. All right. That's all. I'm sorry to hold things up, but I needed to know that. Okay. And not here now. The owners are not here now.
That's correct.
Okay.
And
thank you.
I apologize for the memory of my
okay. That's all right.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you're in position of a fine, and the inspector is John Stinson, and Mr. Stinson reports that this property has had multiple failed inspections. The most recent failed inspection was June 5th, 2018. There was some delay, at least being expressed, because of need to evict. The property was, there was an eviction done, but then it was, new tenants were, it was re-rented. So there are new tenants in the property. So the staff is requesting that a fine be imposed. $200 a day to a maximum of $15,000. And I tend to Mr. Stinson if you have any factual questions.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Stinson or Mr. Jackson?
Have they applied for anything?
Good morning. John Stinson, Code Inspector.
Good morning.
They have applied for their rental license. They've had multiple rental inspections. However, the last inspection on June 6th, the rental inspector found that they still had some items to be covered. They had some finished inside of front door frames. Front windows were still covered with plywood. The front middle bedroom window still doesn't stay up on its own equipment. You have more windows covered with plywood. They're going to need permits and and another damaged window. So there is a list from the rental inspection that they still need to complete before they're granted their rental license.
Do you have any have they been contacting you or?
I have had no contact with them since the hearing.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion, please.
Go right ahead.
Motion to impose a fine of $250 per day beginning today's date. The respondent case number CEB01-1817 until compliance is achieved.
Second.
Aye. Motion Mr. Harrington, second Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you.
And just a clarification for the record, that is to the maximum of $15,000.
Correct. All right. Case number two, CEB04-18-32, Mike Nelson at 104 Maplewood Drive. Mr. Nelson here? Okay. What can you tell us? Ms. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance. However, the respondent applied for a rental license on 412. He had the evicted tenant. It became vacant. And then they failed the inspection on June 5th. And so they need a reinspection, and a reinspection is not scheduled until July 6th. They can fit in the... I don't know if we were asking about next cutoff. I'm not quite sure it's going to fit within that time period for the for our next.
The next cutoff is July 5th.
So the request, let's modify that, and speaking to the inspector would be for the August, because that is the only date we're able to get for the reinspection.
So we'll just amend the previous order and allow them until August 5th to come into compliance? Is that what
you're
asking?
Yes, that's the request.
Okay.
All
right. The chair will entertain. Does anyone have any questions? Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until August 1st, to come into compliance or return to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So
motion, Mr. Jones.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Harrington.
For Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, has the reinspection been set yet, or is there some?
No, the reinspection has not been set. He's allowed 30 days with our inspections to correct every item before we get back. I do perceive that he will get it reinspected on or before that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. One, two, three. Case number four, CEB05-18-53, James Lambert at 215 Oak Ridge Boulevard.
Is that the case you're not going to hear?
No, I'm going to hear it.
Oh, you are going to hear it.
Yeah.
If you state your name and address, please.
My name is James O. Lambert. I live on a Wild Olive at 719 North Wild Olive Avenue.
Okay. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Okay. All right. We'll hear from code inspectors and from Mr. Jackson, and we'll give you a chance to tell us what you'd like to tell us.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Mr. Klieg reports that the respondent applied for permit on 5/8/18. He needs a new survey. And I'm showing a note here about for July 3rd. He has to have that by July 3rd. And it's going to take 60 days to complete. So we're asking to amend to the August cutoff. But would like to see a progress report in July to just know that we're moving forward.
Okay.
And so I said Tom Klieg is the inspector, and I turn to Mr. Klieg for any facts or questions.
Good morning.
I mean, the issue is just, you know, whether, you know, the new survey, up-to-date survey, and but if I remember correctly, he had plans, architectural
right.
plans and everything.
What it is his construction company, Dayport, has a survey set up for July 3rd. That was the earliest, and Dayport advises 60 days after the survey. Permit departments should say there's no issues with this thing. It just needs to be inspected.
Okay. Would you like to add anything, Mr. Lambert?
Yes. Well, we've been trying to. I had my this Dayport construction general contractor do a summary, which I'd like to submit to the board, whereby I have a copy. whereby the things that he's done, and it takes a lot of time to get from engineering back down to whereby anything is done so that he can go ahead, and if there's any changes, he has to resubmit. As you see here initially, when they started doing it, and the architect firm is right there on Oleander, they've done three or four go-arounds, and the first part took 2 months, the end of the second paragraph there. then the next time here is this gentleman's notice, that Lisa Kovas, I guess it was in the third cycle of a review, and she needed a current within 2 years survey, and I looked for several. There's a lot of activity there, but I couldn't find anything that current. So he contracted the survey company, which I guess July something you're saying. It's going to take, he said here, that gentleman, 5 to 6 weeks to get it done. Then after that, it has to go back to the building department, engineering, and they review, just like they did initially. And you have no idea, as he says right here, how long the building department needs for review. If they reject something, then you have to go back through the cycles again. And then after all of that, once we do get the permit, he's telling 60 days. So there's quite a bit of time in between when we do get the survey to get to the 60 days to actually get the stuff done.
Okay.
Ample.
So, go ahead.
Mr. Jackson. Where did it go? Move too fast or?
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to see why we're here. Was it a move too fast on the contractor or what?
You mean why did
they build
it?
Come put the deck up before they got all the permits?
Yeah, I don't know that answer. I have to bring Mr. Klieg over there.
This came in as a neighbor complaint. That's why you see the other two pictures. I wasn't even up to his property yet, but it was a neighborhood complaint that they were concerned that the construction would collapse with people on the balconies. So that's why it took so long for him to come in to get a permit. I'm sure he, I don't know why his reasons were he didn't get the construction started without one, but like I said, it came in as a neighborhood complaint. So.
Do you have another picture?
Do we have more? Come up, Mr. Lambert. What picture is it you're looking to see?
The one of the deck. He has one from the lot next door. That's probably wants to get the input for the deck. There's a picture of the deck there. This here was just simply done a lot earlier. It was replacement of the one existing.
Okay.
And much better built. where there is. This is the neighbor towards the ocean.
Okay.
And there's the deck part. The other, all the other stuff there, for the porch, the stairs, everything, has been there since I bought the place way back in the early 70s. I used to live there. So the story, this was our below it.
Okay.
And it's been way overfilled.
Okay. All right. So what I think that staff is recommending is a progress report next month. So come back next month and hopefully you'll be making some progress on
survey at least.
Yeah, or else, I mean, if you can't be here next month, you can tell Mr. Klieg, just stay in touch with Mr. Klieg, and then come into compliance by the August 1st deadline. We'll work on that one. We'll see next month. If we have to amend or the board wants to amend it, then we'll do that, okay?
I'll go back to your engineering department.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see where we are after next month and see. That's why we're having a progress report, so we can see where we are. All right, so the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until 8/1/18 to come into compliance, and further orders a progress report by the 5th of July, or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. House, second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. So just come back next month and stay in touch with Mr. Klieg and let him know what the progress of everything is, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Case number 5.
Can I ask Mr. Weatherall a question? I normally can get a survey within a month. Do you find it, if this letter said it would take 5 to 6 weeks, it takes that long to get a survey?
You know, I've never had that problem. You know, usually within a couple of weeks. I mean,
yeah.
Possibly that, you know, it's with all the buildings.
Right,
going
there's
on,
a lot of,
really
yeah.
Good.
All right, and, okay, so we'll take that into consideration probably next time, see what's going on. That's why we need a progress report.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Case number 5, CB051850. Trustee LLC for 867-869 Winchester Street Land Trust at 869-867 Winchester Street. Respondents present? No. Okay, Mr. Jackson?
Yes. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Barbara Collins. Ms. Collins reports that this respondent has applied for his rental license as well as the BTR. And what we're waiting for is he needs a reinspection. And or needs a rental inspection. And so we're asking if we can amend to the next cutoff so he can have that inspection done.
Okay.
And I will attend to Ms. Collins.
Okay.
Ms. Collins,
I'll ask you a question.
When did he apply for these permits?
He applied and he got approved, actually. I'm sorry.
Barbara Collins, City of Daytona. He actually applied and he got approved 6-6 because he's got two units, and originally they thought it was only a single family, but it is able to be two units, a
so
duplex.
He waited from 12 to 6-6.
My understanding, I spoke to him this week. It goes to this address of trustee, but then it goes to another guy, and it took him a while before he got the notice. I don't know how the contract, how the property is done, but John did make note, called me this week.
Thank you.
He has a few things he wants to fix up before he gets the rental.
Make sure he gets a permit
right
to fix them up.
Okay. So you're satisfied that they're moving forward and everything
right.
will be fine. Okay. Now, just a note, Mr. Jones has just left for a minute, so we have five of us still a quorum. So the motion will be, Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until July 5th to come into compliance. We return to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Ms. Himes, second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case number 6, CEB 04-18-33, Mr. Foster at 606 South Peninsula. Mr. Foster not here. All right, Mr. Jackson.
Chair, we'll mention that I was advised that there's a request floating around out there of possibly bringing the three or four people forward. If
okay,
possible.
Well, let's
but
we
I'll
can take care of this one and then we'll do that. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. This is before you for imposition of a fine for a boat in the driveway, the inspector's Cliff Record Zone. Mr. Reckonstone reports that the violation remains. Unless anything changed. So the violation remains. He's asking for a $100 fine to a maximum of $10,000. I tend to Mr. Reckonstone for appears to be facts that he would like to report.
Okay. Mr. Reckonstone.
These pictures, excuse me, these pictures were taken yesterday. I made contact with him yesterday. I told him if he could get the boat removed anytime yesterday evening, he could have called me on my cell phone. He did not call me.
I don't see. Is the boat in front of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right in front of the garage.
So this is going on since December?
Yes.
Seems to me just a willful disregard of the order, and I think we should move on this.
Let me ask you a question. Was this the older gentleman in his
yes.
80s? Or
yes.
Have you had contact with him and he just doesn't?
He said he was going to have it done yesterday. I even gave him my cell phone number. Told me to contact me as soon as he had it done so I can go out and reinspect. He said he was
and
going
I
to
recall
have it done today,
some testimony from before that someone, that maybe he could get some help to move it.
He worked hand in hand with our supervisor.
Uh-huh.
They had a place for the boat to go to.
Uh-huh.
Everything was planned for it to go there. I was expecting the property to be in compliance.
Ah.
And it's not.
Okay. So help was offered and kind of turned down. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent, effective today, June 14, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000, if there's such a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, now, we will take the, you know, we'll take the old cases first, if there are people here. There are only two left. Are either of those cases here, 8 or 10? Okay. Please come forward. That's what we want to do. Is that what the request, was that the request that we take the audience?
Yes.
Well, we're going to be finished pretty quickly here, so. But we'll do this. We'll just keep right on going.
Okay. This is the next.
All right. This is case number 8, CEB 04-18-34, Schulte Ave Rentals.
Correct. What's your name and address, please?
Kenneth Ogden, 4238, Port Orange, Florida.
Raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear
or
affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Are you manager? What is your position?
I am a managing member of the
managing LLC. Member. Okay. All right. We'll hear from code first.
Madam Chair, members to the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the respondent has a permit. He's doing the work. It just needs to be final. He's asking to amend the next cutoff to get everything complete.
Mr. Reckonzone, when was the permit applied for?
The permit was applied for.
Well, the defendant may be able to answer that.
The permit was applied for before last hearing. It was, I believe, the day before last hearing, and it was dried in last week. The inspection for dry in was last week, so they're in a forward motion of coming into compliance.
Okay.
There's so many different inspections that have to be done on this type of roof, from changing from a flat roof to a pitch roof. And he's moving forward.
Okay.
So.
Okay. What would you like to tell us? Do you have anything to add to that? So, Mr. Jackson, what you're asking for is to amend till the next cutoff?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to add? Come up and speak into the mic, please.
Well, first, I'd like to make sure that we're not going to get fined here.
That
we're gonna. That
staff is not asking for that today, and I seriously doubt that that would be something that would happen
okay.
today.
The only thing that there are two points that I need to bring up again. One is that we are in disagreement that we ever had a violation with the hurricane that took the roof off. We went and did an immediate temporary roof. We put it on. We tarped it up. We didn't do any more work. We had two violations against us from two different code enforcement officers. We were talking with one, that was Mr. Fitzgerald, we were talking with, and we were emailing, letting him know how we were coming along, because in order to...
What was that violation?
It was the same violation. It was for failure to obtain a permit.
Okay.
Yes. And so as we were moving along, because you can't apply for the permit until you have the engineering plan,
correct,
and all the licensed contractors, and so we were.
Well, you know, to go back over this mm-hmm. at this point, that's your right to go back over it. But we're giving you another month to come into compliance, and
yep.
will that work for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until July 5th, 2018 to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay.
Yes.
All right, case number 10, CEB 05-18-45. Kathy L. and Kyle D. Schoen, 29 Goodall. Respondent's not present. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property remains in non-compliance. Has anything changed?
Yes.
Okay. I will attend to Mr. Reckonzone. He's informing me that something may have changed since we've last spoken
okay.
about the case.
The changes are that the permit has been pulled. The final inspection is planned for today. So it should be in compliance after the final inspection today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we would be, you will ask to amend the previous order just till next month? And
correct. It should be in compliance by the end of today's work.
Okay. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until July 5th to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved.
So
is that a motion? Mr. Harrington made the motion. Mr. Jones, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you. That concludes our old cases. We'll move to our new cases. Are there people here in the audience that would like to be heard? Okay, come forward, please, and tell Ms. Barnes, our secretary.
Which
Okay. So that you'd be the next case anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say your name and address.
Nikki Kuda, 1320 Peachtree Road.
Yes, yes, I'm Richard Kuda. I live at 1320 Peachtree Road. I'm her husband.
Okay. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay. We will hear from Mr. Jackson and staff first, and then we'll give you a chance to talk. You're just here today to determine whether you're in compliance or non-compliance. Nothing else. Okay?
Madam Chair, members of the board, the inspector in this case is Cliff Reconzel. Mr. Reconzel reports that actually everything is in compliance except the junk vehicle remains.
Okay.
And so for that reason, we're asking that for a finding of non-compliance and that they be given until next cut off to come into compliance.
Okay.
I'll turn to Mr. Reconzel if you have any factual questions.
All right. Anything you'd like to add, Mr. Reconzel? Anything you want to add? Any questions? Okay. What would you like to do? You have anything you'd like to tell us or do?
It's not a junk vehicle. My timing belt broke on it. Right now, my driver's license is under suspension, and I'm trying. If you look, that there's air in all the tires. I mean, it just the timing belt is broken. It's my work truck. That's why you see in the picture, you'll see a sponge sitting there. It's a float sponge. It's in the passenger seat. I've got the there's air in all the tires. I put it, but it's not a junk vehicle. It's just
is it registered?
I have my title. I haven't got it registered because I don't have my driver's license and my insurance yet. I have to get those things. I've been in the hospital for a little while, and money's sort of tight. But I had two vehicles. If you see the pictures that I had before, plus the whole front of my house, I had like five bicycles, and I had my generator and stuff. And I've thrown away a multitude of things. I got rid of one of my vehicles, which ran. I just needed a key for it, but I didn't have the money to register both vehicles. So I took the and kept my truck instead of keeping the car because it's more more viable. And I just need some more time to where I can get some money together and get my driver's license back.
Okay.
And,
well,
but
staff,
I do have it
staff has recommended to give you another month to come into compliance. So we'll start there.
It's a month is sort of tight. Can I get 2 months, please? Because I really don't. I keep it covered up. I keep air in the tires. I keep it cleaned up. Man, I mow my lawn constantly. I live in Fairway Estates, and I do. I want my house to be nice, and I'm not trying to.
If that vehicle were moved into the garage and the door shut, would it be a problem?
I have my van room is in my garage. And there's furniture and he's seen my garage. I showed him yesterday my garage inside. There's no way to. I did go purchase the cover for the vehicle and not to be saying to say that I'm any better or just because he's doing it I should get away with it. But my neighbor has flat tires on his truck with the unregistered. There's cinder blocks on the other guy's house down the street, and I'm not trying to give anybody a hard time. But
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, first of all, neither here or there, but then the inspector does represent that the neighbor has been cited as well. But there was the inspector has also noted that this is complaint generated, and if he can't operate it, it's not operable. So. He's going to have to find a solution, and we're asking that it be done within the next by next cutoff.
Yeah, I get it. Any further discussion? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So.
Motion, Mrs. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Lifestyle opposed. Motion carries. Just try and get something done with that by next time. Thank you. All right, case number
number 22.
Okay, please come forward. All right, this is case. All right, go ahead. State your name and address for the record, please.
Address of the violation?
No, of you.
My name is Henry Josepho, 117 Seattle Trail, Palm Coast.
Okay.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is truthful, truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, let me read this into the record. This is case number CEB0618-63, Henry Josepho at 410 Pleasant Street. All right, and we'll hear from our staff first, from Mr. Jackson and staff, and then we'll give you a chance to tell us what you'd like. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Barbara Collins. Ms. Collins reports that the property remains in noncompliance. The respondent did apply for the rental license, and he had an inspection that failed on June 8th. And so he would need a reinspection, and we're asking for next cutoff for him to get reinspected, get it in compliance. So non-compliance next cutoff is the request.
Okay.
Attend to Ms. Collins if you have any further facts.
Is this property occupied by tenants?
Come on up, Ms. Collins. Okay, yes. So the property is occupied now.
Right. The tenant had the boards up on the window again from last hurricane and was keeping them up for this one, but he has removed the boards. The tenant has removed the boards.
Okay.
The owner has applied and had one inspection. He's actually, I saw yesterday, the house is being painted, which is part of, I think, the rental violation.
Okay.
So he's trying to come into compliance.
Good. Okay. All right. Would you like to come out? What would you like to tell us?
The repairs have been made. It will pass the next inspection.
Okay, good.
But what I'd like to bring up is the city attempted through certified mail to give me notification of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been around. I have medical problems. I've been in Jacksonville rehabilitating from a stroke. I never had any. This is my first notice was the other day.
Okay.
That I received.
Is there a different address you'd like your stuff sent to?
No, but I wasn't at my home at Seattle Trail in Palm Coast. I've been.
Okay, the property was posted. Okay. So. It was posted. It was done legally. And I can't say any more than that. I'm not going to say any more than that.
I think you
Thank
have a
you.
Property manager or a lady or something that your tenant
at the
had
time,
been
yeah.
that your tenant had been talking with.
Right.
And he got the posting.
Yep.
He called her.
I never got the
okay.
information.
That's fine.
She's now my former property manager.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It seems like you're making progress. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is July 5th, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. House made a motion. Mr. Jones a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So just get the house inspected and you'll be in compliance.
It's ready to be reinspected.
Okay. Set it up with... Yeah. Talk to Ms. Collins. She'll tell you what to do. Okay. All right. No one else is here? All right. Let's see. Let's go back. I guess it doesn't matter. I guess we're on case 12. CEB06-18-58, William Runner, Jr., who's not here. At 1337 Killian Street. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonbone.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for the determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reconcile. Mr. Reconcile reports that there's no contact. But the respondent remains to non-compliance. Next saw form to come into compliance.
Okay. Anyone? Okay.
Oh, okay, there is a note here about who is very upset.
Oh.
Okay, I'll let Ms. Reconcile explain the issue.
Okay.
When I posted the property for hearing, he did contact me. He felt upset about the citation, but I told him, I explained to him that he could talk about it here at court. He said he was not going to be able to make it to court.
Is he working on...
Not,
so you had contact with him, and his discussion with you was
that he didn't feel that he was in compliance.
I see. That he was
in non-compliance.
Oh, I see.
He
okay.
feels that the tarps
okay.
were allowed.
Well, that wasn't the only issue.
He had parking on the front yard. He has a trailer on the opposite side of those cars that's in the front yard.
Uh-huh.
And there's still some outside storage right there okay. behind the trailer.
Okay. You don't have any idea how long, well, the tarps have been there since at least the 5th of April, correct?
He feels that because I can't prove that there's leakage in that, inside the house, that the tarps should be allowed to be on the roof. That's how he explained it to me. On
well,
the
whatever.
Is he the owner?
Yes.
Okay.
Property owner lives on the property.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I don't think tarps are an acceptable roof cover in the city.
No.
Okay. And anyone have anything else to say? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance and or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 5th, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Case number 15, CEV0618-61, Charles Darby at 125 North Hollywood Avenue. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Cliff Reconcile. Mr. Reconcile reports that the property is remains in non-compliance. And he's asking for next cutoff to for the property to be brought into compliance. He is aware or been made aware that the respondent is trying to sell and anticipating a sale of the property, but that's really not something that we really need to address at this point.
Right, correct. So, Mr. Reconcile, you've had contact with Mr. Darby, and he just says he's trying to sell it?
No, I have not had contact with
no
the property
contact.
Owner, just with the real estate agent that's brokering in the deal. They have a signed contract, but the property is supposed to be closed on the 25th.
On when?
The 25th of this month.
Is the buyer aware of the co-buyers?
Yes. I got the phone call from the actual realtor that's brokering the deal.
What does closing of vacant structures mean?
Securing the property.
Securing the property.
There was a transient issue in that area.
So this is affecting the other, I would imagine, the neighbors around it with a rodent harborage.
This is a neighbor complaint.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So the chair will entertain a motion to find... Does anybody have any questions? Anything else? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and or respondent committed to compliance by July 5th, 2018, to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case 16 in compliance. Case 17, CEB0618-65, Maybell Hammack at 834 Vernon Street. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for a determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone, and Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property is in non-compliance and requests that it be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
Okay.
And I turn to Mr. Reckonzone if you have any facts or questions.
Any questions for Mr. Reckonzone?
Have you had contact with Ms. Maybell?
I have had no contact with the property owner at all. I had contact after the posting of the property for hearing from a church that's working on trying to replace the roof. I explained to them if they had contacted me sooner, I could have worked with them, but because they waited until after they got posted for the hearing is when they finally contacted me to say that they're going to work on it, but they couldn't guarantee a new roof until next year.
Do you, by any chance, know what the extenuating circumstances are for this lady?
She is bedridden, and she does not have the funds to replace the roof herself.
Okay.
So she's.
But someone is trying to help her.
The church.
But she said they say it could be into next year.
Correct.
I think that's a hardship case and should be taken into consideration.
Well, and I have to say that at least that blue tarp is like nailed. I mean, it looks like it's done semi well. I don't know. What do you think? I can't make that determination.
I would have to say that it's as accessible as any other tarp on any other roof.
Okay.
There's still a tarp.
There's still a tarp on the roof. True. All right.
Madam
okay.
Chair,
yes, Mrs. Hines. Go ahead.
You said you had no contact with the owner.
Correct.
But after you posted, the church came up.
Yes.
Was there any letter sent?
I asked. I requested for a letter to be sent from the church. I requested for them to come and talk. The church was actually here earlier on a different case. I'm surprised he didn't stay.
Our notice of hearing was refused.
Okay, and it was two who?
Ms. May, Bill, Hancock.
And it was refused.
I actually had to post the property. The city and send this regular vote mail.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you. Any other questions? The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case 18 in compliance, case 19 in compliance, case 20 is up next, CEB061859, Gregory Karpinski of 311 Cedar. Okay.
Yes. Now, Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Daniel Garcia. Mr. Garcia reports that he hasn't had any contact with the respondent, but the property remains in non-compliance. He's asking for next call for the property to be brought into compliance. The notice was refused. The property had to be posted. And he's had no contact with the tenants. So we're asking for non-compliance next cutoff. I turn to Mr. Garcia if you have any questions. Further factual questions.
Okay.
It is occupied.
Daniel Garcia, Code Enforcement, City of Daytona Beach. It is occupied. The building, I don't know about the one particular unit that they were talking about, 311. That one I don't know. I have been no contact at all.
Just multi-unit.
Yeah, the 311 is going to be this side, which is the south end of the whole entire unit. That's the front.
But the
311
whole,
the back.
Dan, the whole building needs to, I mean, needs a rental inspection and rental license and BTR,
well,
right?
Well, my complaint was 311 was the one that.
But all it says here is that they didn't have a rental license and the tax license.
That's correct. They didn't under 311.
But don't they, each one of them, because it has separate addresses, needs
correct.
Its own?
Correct.
Okay, I get it.
And
all
I
right.
guess the next thing is it allowable for multi-use?
Well, I would have to check with permits and licensing.
I think on issues like this, you know, it has to be determined whatever the zoning is. To make sure that it comes, there's no sense having, you know, something that's non-compliance if the whole building is non-compliance. That's what I'm saying, you know, it's probably be more helpful.
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to be up to staff if then every unit is going to need a business tax receipt and a rental license. Right now, what's in front of us is the no rental license for 311 Cedar.
Yeah, but is, could I ask, is this Greg Cup, is he the owner of the building, do you know him, or just that unit?
Yeah, they're probably
it's
not going to
be. Actually, he's up three. He resides, I believe, at 315. That's what it's showing.
Okay.
Which is in front.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can deal with fine next time in the case.
Yeah, 315.
He's not in compliance, doesn't have those things for at least that apartment, so let's go with that. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 5th, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Okay, motion, Mr. Jones, second, Ms. Pines, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, let's go to case number 21, CEB 0618-56, Patrick Caffrey at 316 Cottrell.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports the property is currently in noncompliance. They had applied for a rental license on 5/30. They do have an inspection scheduled for, I believe it is tomorrow. So at this point, they remain in noncompliance, and we're asking for next cutoff for them to be to come to compliance.
Okay.
Now, turn to Mr. Jones if you have any other factual questions.
Okay. In a minute. Okay, so inspections scheduled for tomorrow or? Yes, okay. All right. Any questions? Okay, chair will entertain. Okay, go ahead.
Make a motion that we find him in noncompliance and the next cutoff would be 7/5.
Okay, or be returned?
Be returned for
$1,000 up to right.
Second.
All right, motion Mrs. Himes, second Mr. Harrington, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, and I think we just have, do we have any more? Yeah, two more. All right.
One more.
Case number 23, CEB 06-18-64, Wilmington Savings Fund Society at 453 Pleasant Street. Sounds like a bank owner.
Okay, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Barbara Collins. Ms. Collins reports that the property remains in non-compliance, and she's requesting a next call for the property to be brought into compliance. She did have communication with the respondent, and she believes she can be in compliance by next cutoff, and so that's the request. I'll tend to Ms. Collins if you have any additional factual questions.
Okay. The owner then doesn't, I assume it's a bank, and that person doesn't live there? Is that, what is it?
Well, that's what took him so long. It goes to Wilmington Savings Bank, but then it comes to Lee, who's somewhere in Florida. This is actually a land contract, so he can't go in and remove the vehicles, or else he'd be sued.
Who can't go in?
Lee, the owner. Who
Lee
has the land?
He's
part of Wilmington, but they have a land contract. I do not know who the lady's name is. It's in the lady's name. I think the vehicles are the children. It's what's giving her the violation. I spoke with him, and he said that he cannot go in without doing. You know, they're paying rent, so he'd have to do a regular foreclosure, if ever. But I mean, they're paying the bills and everything else. So he can't go in and remove the property, so I told him I would get with Steve, because there was a fence before, but it's 4-foot fence is gone in the front, so he can get the one vehicle, and the one vehicle's on the outside. So I'm going to have Steve tag in Rento, because the Lee cannot do it.
We don't have to go into the property to find them, do we?
No.
I
posted also.
We have to
yeah.
find them in non-compliance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess. Excuse me. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance and the respondent coming into compliance by the next cutoff date, July 5th, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day if there's such a motion. Motion, Mrs. Himes. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. I just wanted to understand who owns what in the
whole
deal.
Well, yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's the 11th hour
okay.
that there's a land contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any miscellaneous business to discuss?
None I know of.
It's the status of our member. I don't know.
There's no status as far as I know.
Do we have, are there applicants out there?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right.
Set a precedent for
I will say I did see a reflection of what y'all picked up from the workshop, and that was cool. Good.
Okay, good.
Seemed like y'all were well workshopped.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for doing that for us, too, by the way. I wrote a short note, but I don't know whether it got to all of you. But thank you all for taking your time to attend and to present information to us. And I'm still on the hunt for more information. So.
You do that on a regular basis, once a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so, meeting adjourned.